Rolling off the lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the morning open, a first look at what's driving the economy as we begin the trading day. Not a lot of driving from dealers. GM and Chrysler are shutting down a lot of them. Congress wants to know why. Jobs news out this morning, not good enough. And the NBA finals are set to get underway. Some players are asking, what took you so long? First, we're asking, where's Wall Street? Markets down right now. The Dow down about 0.75%, 63 points. NASDAQ down about 0.5%. S&P shares down a full percent. European markets off 1% and 2%. And Asian shares had just slight gains today. We're expected to hear from a bankruptcy judge today on whether Chrysler can go forward with shutting down nearly 800 of its dealers. GM plans a large number of closures, too. Dealers say it's a mistake. Congress is taking it up today. Tamara Keith has more.
The Senate Commerce Committee is scheduled to hear from Chrysler President Jim Press and GM CEO Fritz Henderson. Car dealers and members of Congress want answers about how dealerships were picked for closure. Dealers also complain that Chrysler has handled the process unfairly, giving dealerships less than a month to wind down operations. John McElhaney is chairman of the National Automobile Dealers Association. He says closing hundreds of dealerships nationwide is taking a toll.
Medium-sized towns and smaller towns, you know, closing at the car dealership is almost like closing an assembly plant in a bigger community. We're one of the largest private employers.
He says thousands of people will lose their jobs, and many will struggle to find new work. Some lawmakers want to buy Chrysler dealers a little more time to shut down. Between Chrysler and GM, more than 2,000 dealerships could be affected. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Jim Dunnigan is Chief Investment Officer at PNC Wealth Management. He's with us this morning live from Philadelphia. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Steve.
So the ADP employment report came out this morning. This private survey shows fewer jobs were lost in May than in April. But the May number is still pretty high, higher than what analysts were hoping to see. This number is also taken as sort of a preview of that big unemployment report we're going to see on Friday, Jim, from the Labor Department. And if we have another case here of not as bad as before, how much more of that sentiment can the market take?
And there's no doubt that the employment number is going to send a mixed message against some of the other green shoots that we're seeing. So it will show that the economy is still losing jobs, not a positive, but that will be against many of the other positive signs we see out there by the stimulus beginning to work its way into the economy and all the policy initiatives taking hold. So we're in one of those inflection points where we'll still have some news that the economy is not so good and a lot of news that it is, in fact, improving.
Just about 30 seconds, Jim. The Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke set to speak in front of the House Budget Committee next hour. What does the chairman need to say to make us feel better?
I think he needs to say that the initiatives are working and that he will stay the course to continue to provide a crutch to the markets, to the credit markets, to make sure that they are, in fact, continuing to operate and to stabilize going forward.
All right, Jim, thanks so much. Jim Dunnigan, Chief Investment Officer at PNC Wealth Management, joining us live from Philadelphia. Luxury home builder Toll Brothers said today it lost $83 million in its second quarter, slightly better than last year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
It's the Lakers and Magic at the Staples Center here in Los Angeles as the NBA Finals get underway tomorrow night. And if you think it feels like yesterday when the season began, Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad says, not so fast. Some of the players don't like how long the season's become. Good morning, Diana. Why is the season so long?
Money. 82 games is evidently what the number crunchers sit down and figure needs to be played in order to pay for all those arenas and their upkeep, in order to pay for these huge salaries. It's exhausting for the players. They're just about across the board injured and tired.
is it directly resulted from these long seasons?
It's from the long seasons. And don't forget, you have to add on that every Olympic year, the great players are playing outside the NBA season. And then you've got the foreign players, which make up a pretty big, you know, percentage of the NBA right now. They're playing every year for their countries, for their world championships and other things. So every one of the players, everyone will tell you that the back-to-back games, when they got to play in Memphis one night, travel, get in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to Colorado and play the next night, that's what's killing them, the back-to-back games.
Sounds a lot like baseball.
You know, it is, except baseball, the game goes a little bit slower. It's just not quite as intense or as draining on the body.
So if this then, Diana, is a question of the NBA justifying these high salaries with so many games, the 82-game season, what are the chances that players take a little less for a shorter season?
There are some who have been vocal. A couple of the Celtics, Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, have both said, love it. Then there are others who say, there's no way. One of the solutions they're talking about is taking those 8 preseason games, shortening that to 4. Well, that should be easy to do. But then they're talking about taking all the back-to-back games, getting rid of those, and stretching them out. So nobody ever plays a Tuesday and a Wednesday in a row. Well, guess what that's going to do? It's going to lengthen the season. We're going to be finishing the NBA season in the middle of July if they do that. So I don't know. It seems to me they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. They need the money, but the legs are tired.
What's the commish have to say about this, David Stern?
The commish says he recognizes it's very difficult as a PR thing for him to say, we got a problem in the NBA. The season's too long, but we need the money. And so I'm not sure how to find it. And so I think they're first going to cut the preseason. They'll first go to that and then take a look at least a few back-to-back games and try to stretch them Monday, Wednesday instead of Tuesday, Wednesday.
Still a little more hoops to be played. Diana Nyad, Business of Sports commentator. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to see you, Steve.
Hope you can join us at our website and share your thoughts with us at our scratch pad. The online host and blogger Scott Jagow is there, waiting for your comments at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.